This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP, 800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, New Jersey's just unveiled about an hour and a half ago for
new
the Commanders.
Old influence.
I mean, they're basically the old jerseys and you just flipped out the logo. Yeah. And they look beautiful. They look just like the team that you grew up watching. I think they did a fantastic job with the video that they made incorporating the history of this team, throwing it back to the years when they were winning Super Bowls, and they brought it back. Also, by the way, the font on the back of the jerseys, the name font, that's more of a throwback font, too, on there. So I think they did a fantastic job with these, B-Mitch. They look absolutely great. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give them? I give them a 10.
I got to give them a 10, man, because I walk around with some bling on my finger in the front of one of those jerseys. You know? I have personal reason that I like them, so.
It makes a lot of sense.
Oh,
800-636-1067. Let's get to your phone calls. We'll start with Tailgate Ted.
Ted, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Someone doesn't like these? Let's just be real. They're closet Cowboys or Eagles fans. These things are fire, and there's no reason any Washington fan, I don't care what name you root for, shouldn't like them. It just goes back to burgundy and gold, and that's all that matters in the end.
I'm with that.
These are so pretty. I mean, as soon as they start selling these jerseys, I'm going to run out of money, Ted, because I'm going to end up buying like six of them.
They can fund the new stadium just by selling these jerseys. I mean, the $2.75 billion, I mean, all the jerseys that they could sell, if these were for sale right now, they would immediately sell out of all of them.
The
only frustrating part is we can't get them until November.
You can put some of those white jerseys, put the old names back on them too now, get them sold too.
Yeah, there was a guy that called in the junks that said he had a McNabb 5 and he was going to put Jaden on the back. Don't put that bad juju on Jaden. Just please don't. Burn that old McNabb 5 jersey.
I'm saying, put some of them jerseys, put a rig on a 44. You know what I'm saying?
Heck yeah.
It'll sell if you're only one of the throwback games, I'm telling you.
Now we're talking. Ted, appreciate the phone call, man. Let's get out to Blake in Wilmington. Blake, what's going on?
What's up? I love them. What I told Jeff when I got on here is just make the burgundy ones and call it the permanent uniforms. I mean, you couldn't. It was too easy. It was hard to mess these up. And if anybody's mad about the logo, I mean, that is what it is. It's not going to change. But from the stripes to the font to the colors, I mean, just make them permanent at this point. I know this is the first step, but This is a great sign, and I think if you just make the burgundy ones and make these the permanent ones, I think everybody's going to be happy. But they nailed it, 10 out of 10.
Yep. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, my only gripe would be that they're not available to buy yet.
Mm.
Like, if you could have these available to buy, I can guarantee you people, when they got off work today or maybe on their way into work today or if they're maybe going to have to take off work early to get over to Northwest Stadium to pick up these jerseys or going online or going to the local sporting goods store, I guarantee you people would be picking up these jerseys in number 5, Jaden Daniels.
Bomb up.
I like this that they did, B. Mitch. So this picture JP tweeted out. You can see it on his Twitter, at JP Finley NBCS. So who do you think this is? This is a current player, I'd assume. But who do you think when you see this?
Well, it looks like D. Green.
That's what I like.
I think it's Revo.
It's Revo.
Yeah.
But I love the way that they frame this. It looks like Daryl Green.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic play right there.
I saw a picture this morning that Daryl took just like that, standing in that same position.
It looks like you're covering up the bottom of the 3 and the 9, so it looks like a 2-8.
Yeah.
That's great job by the marketing team over there. Let's get out to Toothpick. Toothpick, what's going on?
Hey, what's good? Listen, you can get them right now. All you got to do is go in your closet and pull out them old joints right now. Hey, I'm going in my closet tonight. I'm pulling out this old number 30 that I have stashed up in there. So, I already got it. So, it's no need to go buy a new one until, you know, next year or whatever, once they roll out the burgundy ones as well. Hey, it feels like a team that I know. It's not an expansion team anymore.
Yeah.
It's what I grew up with. Thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the easiest way if you want your jersey is to just go dig in the closet and find whatever jerseys you've had from before. I think I have a Cooley one that I could wear that would fit in this. I think I have a Washington football team, which is still similar unis. I think I have a Terry one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd go with one of those things. By the way, we got to talk about Terry in a little bit. We'll talk about him later on in the show. But right now, talking about the jerseys that were unveiled, the new ones, but they're really not new. 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Mary Jo in Midland. What's going on?
Hey, I just want to let you know that my mom grew up in D.C., and the original owners of the Washington football team owned a laundromat and a dry cleaner. And his deal was those guys could roll around in those white jerseys and get them filthy dirty. And the next week you would see them and they would all be clean and sparkly. And it was an advertisement for his business so that he could prove that he could get really dirty things clean and you could come use his. But yeah, she used to talk about that. And that's why they had the white jerseys, is so that he could advertise for his business.
That's smart as hell.
That's a pretty good idea right there. I appreciate
that
the phone
smart.
Call. That's a pretty good idea because, mm-hmm. believe me, after a game, those jerseys are not white anymore. You hope the quarterback's one is white, but everyone else's is probably not white.
But you put a little certain chemicals in there, they get it out.
Get out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To Rusty in Delaware. Rusty, what's up?
Hey, fellas, good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, man?
I'm right there with you guys, man. This is a 10 out of 10. Toby, I'm 42 years old, so this really hits me right in the sweet spot of becoming a fan of this team, rooting on that guy sitting there next to you, ripping, you know, all the names. But what this really does is it brings me back to the Hogs, man, because when I was a kid, I come from a family of big people, and offensive line was a big deal for us. And just seeing those jerseys, it reminds me of Jim Lachey. It reminds me of Jacoby. I have a son named Jacoby because of Joe Jacoby. I mean, just it just hits right home. And I don't know, it just seems like in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, nostalgia has been a thing, like, across society. Everybody's yearning for the past. And I was waiting this morning ever since 7 o'clock. I had all the notifications on. I wanted to see what we were doing. I'm so glad we went with this. I hope it's more than 3 games, and maybe even next year I hope it's permanent. But 10 out of 10, Josh Harris, don't miss. Let's sign Terry, and let's go do it.
Appreciate it, Rusty. Yeah, I think it is. It just feels like the team that so long we rooted for. And even though there was a long era, frankly, for me, their most successful season came in the Commanders' uniforms last year. Like, in my lifetime, that's the best team I've ever saw. But it's so nice to see a nod to the past, because every single time I tune in on a Sunday and someone's wearing some sort of throwback, I was like, well, where the heck is mine? This feels like a team that I didn't grow up rooting for. This now feels like a throwback to what I grew up loving. This feels like the team that I fell in love with. I tweeted out earlier that I didn't know how I'd feel. I thought I would obviously be excited about it, but I didn't realize how much it meant to me. And someone quote tweeted it, me, Mitch, and said it made me feel like I was 10 again. Mm. And those are the sorts of things that I think.
Yeah, you're close to 10.
I'm not that far away. Not that far away. But yeah, it just feels like there's now a drawback to what this team's history was, and that was missing with what they did with the Commanders' reband of the uniform.
I think a lot of that also, previous ownership did not like connecting to the past. He only wanted to connect to the past when he wanted to float those trophies out, and something he had absolutely nothing to do with. As far as having individuals from the past in and stuff like that, no, he didn't care about all that stuff. But then when you change ownership and they really grew up in that era, in that past, and knowing all that, they wanted it to come back. So it doesn't seem hard. Anything reaching out to the past with Josh and his crew, I think it's cool. Because you feel that that's what they really care about. They didn't want to reach out to that. They were trying to make people think they did something here. He was reaping the benefits of what happened prior to him, not nothing that happened during him. Believe me.
I love that behind you there's a picture of the Skins wearing those unis with opening up a hole for the Diesel, number 44, Riggo, to come rumbling through the middle. I love that. 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Larry in La Plata. Larry, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I echo everyone's comments that this is embracing our accomplishments, the team's accomplishments in the past. It's an appreciation and a respect for the Joe Gibbs era. You mentioned that they're only going to wear the uniforms for 3 games. Fellas, I'll bet you dollars to donuts right now that when we make the playoffs, they will be wearing these uniforms in the first game. Trust me on that. I'll make that bet right now.
Well, you might lose money because it's an NFL thing. It's not just them deciding on wearing the uniform.
So the NFL dictates.
You choose the amount of games you're gonna wear them that year, and that's the games they chose. And then I don't think the playoffs are something that you could do it in. So maybe next year, if you made that bet, you might win.
No, I think you're wrong, Brian. Because if it's part of their if it's part of their closet, and I certainly know it applies to baseball. You can pick the uniform that you want to wear for the playoffs, and if you win in it, you can continue to wear it throughout the playoffs. It becomes your good-look uniform.
Well, that's baseball. I don't think that's NFL.
It's a little bit different. I'm not exactly sure about the rules, but let's just say this. Get a home playoff game, and then you're the home team you can pick, and then petition to wear these. I like that. I like that. Let's get out to Jeff in D.C. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, what's happening, y'all? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, bro?
Hey, I just look at it like I'm happy to see the uniforms, but just being a fan, I'm happy to see these uniforms, the old ones, whatever they wear. As long as you're a fan of the team, it doesn't matter. If people want to cry about the old uniforms or cry about the new ones, they're not real fans. You got to accept whatever's happening. That's how I look at it.
100%.
Yeah. I think last year you saw a lot of that. It was a lot of complaints that were they left because they were winning. You know, and I think that's how it goes. But this is something that's sentimental to people. I understand that.
I tell you what, B. Mitch, these jerseys were going to mean a lot regardless, but they mean a lot more when you have a winning football team and there's hope for this town again. You're 100% correct about that.
There you go, Toby.
Let's get out to Frank in Largo. Frank, what's up? Frank, what's going on? We'll throw Frank back on hold, see if we can get him. Let's get out to C at Northwest Stadium. C, what's up?
Hey, what's up with you guys?
How you doing, man?
Hey, man. B. Mitch, see you at the draft day party, man. I told you to get that hog on your, put that hog on your cap, on your draft day cap.
I got you. Got you.
I'm at the stadium, man. You guys got me so hyped up, man. I drove all the way to the stadium, not even realizing where I was going, and I just ended up at Northwest Stadium trying to get in the team store to buy one of those jerseys.
They're not available to the public until, what is it, October?
I don't know, but they need to be available as soon as possible.
Available in October, I think.
Like, can they just be out today?
They need to be available when they open at 11. They not even open. I'm going to be at 10:30 looking in the parking lot, people looking at me like I'm crazy.
You're going to be waiting for a long time, dog.
Well, if you happen to find any, I'll take a Jaden and an XL.
Hey, I'm an authenticity king. It's not real unless it comes from the team store.
I love it, man. I love it. I appreciate the phone call. I love that. I love that. You understand that there's just an excitement about this, and this is such a simple thing, B. Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for I think so many fans are touched by this, by the simplest of things. It's literally their wardrobe.
Yeah,
they changed a little bit there. And all of a sudden, you have this full phone lines, people excited all over. It was such a simple thing to do, and they got it right.
We haven't been saying that for some years, right?
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? 800-636-1067. Jeff, you got something?
Go to the overweight Mr.
Nah, nah, nah. I'll wait till we come back. I'll wait till we come back.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll get whatever Jeff has to say. Also, get to more of your phone calls. Neil Greenberg joins us at 11.
Oh, wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.